My Week with Marilyn by Colin Clark, read by Eddie Redmayne. Introduction. All my life I've kept diaries, but this is not one of them. This is a fairy story, an interlude, an episode outside time and space, which nevertheless was real. And why not? I believe in magic. My life, and most people's lives, are a series of little miracles. Strange coincidences which spring from uncontrollable impulses and give rise to incomprehensible dreams. We spend a lot of time pretending that we are all normal, but underneath the surface, each one of us knows that he or she is unique. This book sets out to describe a miracle. A few days in my life when a dream came true and my only talent was not to close my eyes. Of course, I didn't quite realize what a miracle it was at the time. I had been brought up in a world of make-believe. My earliest memory of my parents is of remote and wonderful beings only seen late at night, wearing full evening dress. All their friends seemed to be exotic too. Actors, artists, ballerinas and opera singers filled our house with a wonderful feeling of excitement and unreality. And there was my older brother, Alan. Alan's imagination knew no bounds, even then. My twin sister and I were completely under his spell, and he led us into a succession of fantastical adventures and games. It was hardly surprising that by the age of 12, I had decided that show business would one day be the life for me. And so it has been ever since. I got my first job in the summer of 1956, at the age of 23, working on a film called The Sleeping Prince, starring Laurence Olivier and Marilyn Monroe. I had just come down from university.